The next exercise is actually quite a lot of fun. You're going to start practicing your storytelling and your sensory-rich description muscles by beginning to tell a story a day. Each of these stories will have some kind of trance theme about it. So it could be as simple as talking about how you decided to become a sloth and relax on the couch all day, how you went to the cinema, how you went for a drive. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a story about yourself, about someone else, or about someone that you read about, or a film that you saw about. The important thing is that you have a different story each day, with a different trance theme each day, and that you use this story as a vehicle for your sensory-rich descriptions. Now here's an important thing for you to remember, and this is true for every single hypnotic exercise you do from this point onwards, and that is, whenever you engage in a hypnotic exercise with someone, be that direct or indirect, be that in a conversation or a more formal setting, I want you to begin to use your trance voice whenever you use those hypnotic processes, because you will condition that trance voice to the hypnotic state. And you want to make sure that you condition the hypnotic state to come out with your trance voice and not your normal speaking voice. Otherwise, you may find that your friends are all falling asleep on you, and that gets very tedious after a time.